Hello, sir.
Hello.
Just hold on. The Honorable Mr. Neal will serve as the lead for your hearing at this time, sir.
One more time, I'm sorry.
Mr. Neal will serve as the lead person for your hearing, so just hold on to the phone, sir.
Okay.
Okay, sir. Can you state your full name and ABC number for the record, please?
Arthur Nicholas Vasconcelos Nelson, 308-341.
Thank you. You're appearing for the Honorable Board of Executive Clemency this morning in reference to your community supervision revocation. I'm going to introduce the board members that are going to conduct your hearing this morning. We have the Honorable Louis Canales, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chairman, the Honorable Neal Woodenhouse, the Honorable Michael Johnson, and my name is David Neal, and I'll be the hearing lead this morning. Also in the room, we have Mr. Turner from the Department of Corrections, and he'll also represent the parole office today. Well, prior to this hearing, you received a notification form advising you of the hearing. You remember that form, sir?
Yes.
Well, on that form, you're notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf with the penalized attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, or are you representing yourself today, sir?
I'm representing myself, sir.
Well, this time we're going to swear you, Mr. Turner, in. So you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you guide and do you so affirm?
Absolutely.
I do.
Well, you're here to be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So in phase one, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the truth allegations that are on your warrant. After each one, I'm going to ask you if it's true or false. So allegation number one is violation of order of condition of supervision number seven as demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on about December 29, 2017 for the task individual testing compliance summary dated January 20, 2018. That's true or false, sir?
It's true.
Allegation number two is violation of order of condition of supervision number two is demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report in for face-to-face contact visit on or about January 5, 2018 and verbally directed on December 18, 2017. You were actively avoiding supervision, thus you were removed scandal from supervision. Is that true or false, sir?
That's true.
Well, based on the admissions of Mr. Nelson, I'm going to find that he was delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of supervision and that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal range or company.
Second.
Great. Motion by myself, second by Mr. Canales, agreed by Dr. Wright, Mr. Nelson, and Mr. Nelson. Okay, so we're going to move into phase two in a moment, but first, Mr. Turner could give some background information. So I'll stay on the phone and I'll get right back with you, okay? Mr. Turner.
Yes, Mr. Vasconcelos Nelson was released from ADC custody on 9-8-2017 and arrested on 4-21-2018 by University PD of Phoenix. Looks like he got a new felony charge. Drug paraffin possession, use misdemeanor, change of instruction, refusing true name, false reporting to law enforcement. He returned back to ADC custody on 4-30-2018 with an adjusted CSED of 10-21-2018 with 106 abscondes. Current convictions, 2015 commitment A, count one, dangerous drug violation, 2 years and 6 months. 2015 commitment B, count one, burglary tool possession, 1 year. 2015 commitment C, count one, dangerous drug violation, 2 years and 6 months. 2015 commitment D, count one, dangerous drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. No prior terms of supervision, no prior convictions. This is first term in ADC custody with a CUIR score of 2-3, mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 2. No STG information noted, no prior terms on supervision. Disciplinary is minimal with drugs noted. Other arrest, 2015 dangerous drug violation Arizona, no charges were filed. 2015 dangerous drug violation, or drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona, no charges filed. He has a GV score of G1 to V2, and I do not have the status of charges.
Thanks, sir. Okay. In an attempt not to butcher your last name, I'm just going to refer to you as Mr. Nelson, if that's okay.
That's all right.
Okay. Okay, so we're going to go over a case supervision summary. So it looks like, according to this information, on the 20th of July, you were approved to reside with your mother, Jovina, and in Phoenix. Then, let's see, because she had custody of your offender, or your daughter, and going to investigation with child protective services, you were moved to, to your mother's second property in the same complex located at 4649 East Pueblo Avenue in Phoenix. And then it says, the appeal, to the best of his knowledge, that's where you stayed until you were violated. So did you stay there the whole time, sir?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And it looks like you were working for Erickson Construction Company. And I guess until January 16th, and Cecil Ramos was informed by, I guess, an assistant at Daniel Eddie at the company that you no longer work for the company. Did you find other employment, sir?
Yes, I was working for somebody else.
Okay. So you stayed working pretty much the whole thing out?
Yeah.
Very good. So, programming, it looks like December 17, and you completed the stage counseling and met the requirements of the transition program. Very good. And on the same program, you completed programming for substance abuse treatment and parenting class. In addition, you were also attending meetings with child protective services in an effort to get custody of your daughter. And back in September, you were placed on a TASMAN and COVID analysis testing program and signed the commitment. And looks like your testing history was, you had 6 negative drops, and on December 29th, you failed to provide your example. Did you do a makeup drop for that one on the 29th, sir?
I do not believe I did, but I'm not positive.
Okay. Other than the missed drop, it's not showing any indication that you had any drug or alcohol problems, which is very commendable. And then it looks like in December, you talked to CCO Ramos at South Mount Pueblo office addressing substance abuse issues. And it says, you admitted to drinking alcohol and using methamphetamine when hanging out with a negative influence. Well, it didn't show up in any ways. But since you just completed substance abuse with sage counseling and decided that you attend the NA and AA meetings on a regular basis. And did you go to AA anyway after that, sir?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Approximately how many meetings did you go to? Just roughly.
I went to one once a week.
Okay. How many weeks were you doing that for?
For about 12 weeks.
7 months? Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Okay, so you don't have to answer this at all. It's not relevant to the case, but my curiosity is piqued by your issues with the child protective services. So you got a custody battle going for your daughter?
Yes, I do.
Is it... I'm going to hear you, don't have to answer this one, but is it due to something that you did wrong, or is it you trying to get it because the mother is not doing what she's supposed to be doing?
The mother mother is not doing what she's supposed to be doing, so I was trying to get full custody, and okay. they were going to take my rights, and that's what kind of sent me off the path.
Okay.
Well, custody battles are never any fun for anybody involved. How old is your daughter, Sherry?
She's almost three.
Almost three? Well, hopefully you can get all that settled before she gets much older. The more they're involved, the more they're involved and that kind of stuff, the harder it is for them, not to speak of the parents. But we do wish you the best of luck in that and hope that it all turns out for your daughter's best interest. Sometimes that's not always what goes through the mind of parents, but it sounds like that's what you got in mind. So, like I say, very good luck to you on that, and I hope everything turns out okay. I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions at this time. Okay, so we're nearing the end of your hearing. The board will be going into discussion to make a determination in a couple of minutes. What we want to do, though, before we do that, is allow you an opportunity to give us a final statement. Tell us anything else you think might be pertinent that we might need to know to help us make a decision, and then once you've done that, we'll go into discussion and determine what to do. Okay, sir?
Okay.
So, anything else you'd like to tell us?
I don't think that there's anything more to be said. I mean, I'm more than willing to try again, but yeah, I just don't see it in my favor today, so.
Okay, thank you very much, sir. And I do thank you for your honesty and politeness today. The board member of this session, we'll be talking amongst ourselves. We may think we're talking to you, but we won't be. So just stand firm, remain silent, and when we're done with our making our determination, I'll be back with you. Okay, sir?
All right.
The board is now in this session. It's unfortunate. It's looking at Mr. Nelson's arrest record and everything, mostly drug charges, and so apparently he was at a continuing program. He managed to get to do pretty much monthly UAs. And remain negative, although he's self-admitted to drugs and alcohol and some methamphetamine. Then I can understand where the police could throw them off track. But the abscam time is really troublesome. And I just can't overlook that. So I don't see Mr. Nelson as a good candidate for return to community supervision at this time, but I know there was a discussion from my fellow board member. No discussion. Okay, well, based on all the information, number 20180196, Mr. Nelson's testimony, information from the Department of Corrections, I'm going to move to revoke the supervision of Mr. Vasconcello Phillips Nelson, as he was violating terms and conditions of supervision and had lapses or about lapses in the criminal age or company. Second.
Great.
Number three. Motion by myself, second by Ms. Woodhouse, approved by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Mrs. Canovas. Okay. So the board has voted to revoke the committee supervision at this time. And like you heard, the abscam time is what, the biggest troublesome factor in this. But, you only have a few months left until you're out and you'll be done with the Department of Corrections completely. Other than the custody issues, you don't have to worry about where you're living or getting permission to live there. And our information shows that you'll be released on or about October 21st of this year. And we do wish you the best luck, especially in the situation with your daughter. We would really like to see that outcome be in her favor and soon, so that she can grow up to have a good childhood without all those kind of problems. And if you don't have any questions, this will end your hearing. Okay, would you put a, would you put a 203 back on the phone, please, sir?
Yes.